Yeah, and Daf Chav Zayin Lamed Aleph. We're in the midst of Shittas HaTosfos. Let us say over again the Gemara. Then we'll see Tosfos Daf Chav Beis Lamed Beis and Tosfos Beis. Biyom HaRab, Hinich Loi Gacheles Alibay Umeis Potter Al Bigdoi V'Nisrav Chayit Amarove Tavayu Taninu. We have a raya to both of these members. Alibay Disnan Kovash Olof L'Seicha U L'Seicha Mayim V'Niyocha L'Alish Misham Umeis Chayit. Even though he fell in by himself. Dokhvay l'soy chure l'soy chamayim v'yochal alis misham umeis pota. There's no chiyuv mise if the person who was in the water can be matzal himself. So here also by agacheles, there's no chiyuv mise since he can be matzal himself. Big day disnan, gras ksusi shaber eskadi chayev, amenas lifto pota. We'll see in Tosfos exactly what the ray is. Boy rabbi nir kecheles aleiv avdei mau, kegufay domi oi kemamoine domi, imtim shaloyma kegufay domi, shoyrei mau, adoposhto avdei kegufay, Shairai Kimamaina. Now, let us see Tosfos and Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. With the second Tosfos, Vayagidi Kafus Loi. Now, it's around 12 lines from the beginning of that Tosfos, Vahu the Saif Pirke. So Tosfos is going to explain our Gemara, Avdoi kegufoi shoyroi kemamoyna. So Tosfos airi be'eved v'sher kofus. The case is speaking about, not the way Rashi says, that the Eved is capable of taking off the Gacheles from himself, Nesher is alav bardas. So Tosfos says that's not the case. Airi be'eved v'sher kofus. It's speaking about that he have an Eved and a Sher kofus. Ba'bailim oimdim etzlom. And the Bailim are next to the Eved and Sher. Uchsheiniach hagacheles aleiv avdei pota, avdei kigufoi, zektaisviz shemachashev beliboi shehoodain yisireno. That means even though the Eved is not capable of taking off the gacheles, but since the Odain is standing there, Shemechashev beliboy shehodom yisireno, v'lo yismoich atashlum. So the person who put the gacheles on the eved of the Odoin, he's under the impression that the Odoin is going to take it off. Avod sheiniach aleiv shoyrei, einei choyshesh, Sha'odin Yisireno, he is not under the impression that the Odin will be Meser the Gacheles, Vishi Shalom Loid the Meshele. That's how Tosfos says Daf Chav Beis Amud Beis. That's how Tosfos learns Pshat and Asugya. So, Tosfos is a completely different lumdus, and Rab Shimon says Pshat and Tosfos. It's very interesting that by Avdoi Kigufoi, when he put a Gecheles on the Eved, and we're speaking about that the Eved cannot be Mesa the Gecheles, but he's 100% sure that the Odin will be Mesa the Gecheles. So what is the Ptur? So Abshimin says it's a Ptur Onos. That means I was zicha under the impression, and that Emerson will see in Artaises, that's the Shaila. Can you assume that the Odin will take it off, yes or no? But the Maskonis and Gemara is Avdi Kigufa, I can zicha assume that the Odin will take it off. So if the Odin didn't take it off, I'm Potter as Onus. Now, Ledavoini, I don't understand that Philo. I mean, we have Odam Mud Loilam, Bainis Bain Barotzin. I mean, he's a Mazik, he's an Onus, he was under the impression that nothing is going to happen, the Odin will take it off, and the Odin didn't take it off, Lamaise. So why shouldn't there be a Chiev Tashlumim? Good, we'll have a Machloi, we'll see in the beginning of Aminiach, we'll see that maybe Onus is not by an Onus Gomo, but Al Koponim, it's a shtickle modne to call him an Onus, but Rab Shimon calls him an Onus. That's pshat. Now let us see Taisvis, the last Taisvis, in Ketzer Derego, Aminiach Gecheles Alev Avdoi, She'evet kofis v'rabbi oimed esloi aili, airi k'defrishes leil. U'mairi, now Tosis has an akimte, she'loi meisa evet elohuzak. Now Tosis tells us, it's speaking about, that the evet did not die, he was only gnizikt. We have to understand why Tosis said this. Tos Chaim asks on Tosis, why is Tosis saying this? We'll see soon. Olachi misafkilei shema lo yochush orav lesalkei mnei shiyishalmu loy demei niskei. That was the suffix. The suffix is, are you entitled to assume that the other will zicha take it off? Maybe he won't take it off. You'll pay him for the evid, or buy a new evid. That was the tzdodiyah shayla. Should I assume that the Odin will take it off? So they'll say, Avdei kimomoinoi, and he won't interfere, you put a gechela, so let the Eved die, and then you'll pay me for it. Or maybe not. He won't let the Eved die. Memel, that's the maskona, segmora, Avdei kigufoi, that I can assume that the Odin, just like when I put on a person, I can assume that Zicha take it off. So Memela, he's an onus in the Maisa Shvichas Domim. So Huadin over here, he's an onus also in the Maisa Hezek. He can assume that Mustome, the Odin will take it off. That's Shitas HaTosfos. Zot Rav Shimon, why did Tosfos have to say that it's speaking about that he didn't die, there was only Huzak? Zot Rav Shimon, because if we're saying that the Eved died, so what is the Shail of the Gemara? The Shail of the Gemara is, if the Tzodei Ashaila was, maybe the Odin will not take off the Gacheles because he'll pay him for the Eved. So Rav Shimon, if it's speaking about that he died, so I got news for you. He won't pay you for the Eved. Because you say Kim Lebeda Rabbanai. So what is the Shaila of the Gemara? The Gemara is a Sofik. Maybe he won't take it off. Because he'll get paid. I got news for you, he won't get paid. Because he'll say, Kim Lebeda Rabbanai.
and Afili was made to, it was Lahisra boy or Shaygik or whatever it is, you say Kimle Bidarabimine. So what is the Shaila of the Gemara? That Kasha Bada Taisvis. He said, according to Taisvis, the whole Shaila is, can he rely that the Odin will take it off or not? Is he an Onus? Is he not an Onus? So Memele, he'll take it off because you'll never pay him. So that's what Taisvis said. It is speaking about that a Hezek, it's not speaking about that he got burnt. For a minute, I'd like to see the Rosh. And in the Rosh Taka, we have to understand the Rosh seems to learn like Taisvis. But the Rosh says it's a little different, the Stodei HaShaila. The Rosh is at the end of the last Rosh in Ketzed HaRegel, Ois Yod Zayin. Omar Rabbe, Einiach Gecheles Alibay Shal Chaveri Umei Spota. Vafilu Im Hisru, now the Rosh says, Afilu, they were masrim, they told this meniach, listen, if you're putting a gecheles aliboy, if he dies, you're gonna get killed. Vikibol olav hasro, and he says, afal pike. The lefi svara sa'ilam hoyeloi las saleik vloilanich la'atzmai lombus kadeshi yorik chaveri. So he can come with a tiny, I could assume that he'll zicha take it off. He's gonna die a death of a martyr that I should be killed? Zamishigan is on it. So memele, so that is why I feel you are masra him. He was not Musra because he's under the assumption that Yen will take it off. So again, so it's a psazabchina of an onus. You can't kill him. Al bigdoy v'nisrav chay, dein choshish l'salik, given the chaveri chay, since he's going to pay me, so Mamela, why should I take it off? So Mamela, you should have realized this, that Yizicha won't take it off, so you're chay, to your mazik. Umasik da avdoi kigufoi vishoiroi kemamoine. Sheim hoyo heevet kofus, taisvis pshat, vohodoin oimeid etzloi, veiniach gacheles aleiv heevet, venisraf, and the evet got burnt, the pashtis is, that itaki got burnt, is not the huzak, venisraf, potter, Kivin do ha'eved chayev b'mitzvahs. Now the Rosh says alumdus. Taisus didn't say the other tzad. Why I assume that the Odin will take off the gacheles? Kivin the eved chayev b'mitzvahs. Somach al zeh shelo yenichenu l'sorev kdei sheyishalem loy zeh avdoi. Avo shayrik imamayne v'chayev. That means, since the Eved is Chayev b'mitzvahs, so he could, right, he's an honest. I was Zicha, maybe there was no Sofik in my mind that he's going to take off the Gacheles, because the Eved is Chayev b'mitzvahs. Now, what's the Svar, since the Eved is Chayev b'mitzvahs, what's the longness of this? Lulei de Mistafina, I think Pshat de Rosh is as follows. The Gemara says later that an Eved is called Reyacha, because he's Reyacha b'mitzvahs. Whenever it says Reyacha, means Reyacha b'mitzvahs. That so never that's in the Prima Godem says there's a mitzvah mishloich monis ish l'reyehu t'neve knani because reyehu b'mitzvahs. It says in the posik loisami daldam Reyacha. So memele, so the meniach and the leve it says. Who's no sophic in my mind will take it off. Leisamed al dam reyacha. The other's gonna stand there and says, I'm not worried about it. Let him burn. He'll give me money. Chmein lo yisam ad adam reyacho. He's chai b'mitzvus, he's reyacho b'mitzvus. This is a lava lo yisam ad. So you make such chesbonis. I never will chayshin you that you're not an elach yid. So I was bored, you're gonna go and take it off. You'd be mekai, I was mazakia with a mitzvah lo yisam ad adam reyacho. Al kaponim, so that's pshat and taisvis. And the rosh. But the reit is lotion of the Rosh would seem that he died takip, says he isn't, so we have here the ha'ore of Rab Shimon, which is a gebaldik ha'ore. If he burnt him, they wanted to pay side by side, because he said, kim le b'da rabbi m'nei. So basically, the ha'ore of Rab Shimon is a gebaldik ha'ore. Now let us see the previous Taisvis. Kraksusi Chayev. The Gemara said that Rabbi had said Inich al Bigdoi v'Nisraf Chayev. So Rabbi said, I have a raya from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says Kraksusi is Chayev. So the Gemara compares Kraksusi to, so since Kraksusi is Chayiv, Senich al-Bigdai is also Chayiv. Taime, Fraktoisvis, Eichi Maisi Raya. How are you comparing Kraksusi to Inich al-Bigdai? Dilme Shaini Hoche. Here is different. Shahoya loy lohosir agecheles meyal bigdoi. That since he had an efsharus, the bala beged had an efsharus to be mesed the gecheles meyal bigdoi. So memele, so that is why the meniach is potter. Because I thought you'd take it off. When I tell you Kraksusi, so when you go and tear it, it's finished. There was nothing more to think about. That means I tell you tear it, and you tear it, it's finished. So there you can say that I thought, what did you think? You tear it, so you have to pay. Masha'en kein by Inich al Bigdoi. Maybe there's a svore. There you have an opportunity to take it off. So say, I thought you could take it off. So how can you? So rabbis, you have no right to assume that. Fine. Rabbi's entitled to his opinion, but you don't have a right for the mission from Kraksusi. Here we have there's a efsharus of the Bala Beggar to take off the Gecheles, and that's the svore of the Ptur of the Miniach. I thought you'd take it off. So how are you bringing a right from Kraksusi where there was no efsharus for the Bala Beggar to be matzel the Beggar? So here you have to pay. And now Tosis proves it. Teda. Midenokat Rabba al Bigdoi Chayiv, Michlal, the Al Besori Potter. But what if it be not Al Liboy? Let's put it Al Besori. Someone put a Gecheles Al Besori. So Weiss the Chayis according to Rabbi, that the Meniach is Potter, because Isaiah understood he's going to take it off, he won't let his hand burn down. Al-Besori, so Mestame will Zichah take it off. So Al-Besori is Potter. For Hosam Lekamot Nan, Sima Es Eini, Afil Al-Manas Lifta Chayev. And if we are comparing these two aloches, so there it says, I tell him, Simes Eini, he's Chayiv. Hinich al Besoroi, Vaistais is Potter. So what's the Chilik? So that's the Chilik. Because Hinich al Besoroi, so the Meinich can tie, as if was under the oppression, he's going to take it off. When he says, Sameis Eini, so what's your impression? You're making him blind. He can do anything about it. So that's why you're Chayiv. So you see Klo, By besora, you see, Claude, there's a difference between Iniachal besora and Sami Yaseini. Sami Yaseini is chayiv, and Iniachal besora is potter. Why is he potter? Because I thought you'll take it off. So how are you comparing? You're bringing a raya to Rav Iniachal bigdoi. Rav said, Kyochayev, a raya from Krak Susi. You see, these are two different dinim. Krak Susi Yochayev, because you couldn't rely that he'll do something about it. You tore the beggar. Mashenken Iniachal bigdoi could be, he relied that he'll take it off. Alakom say pot mishim shayle losik may bali ba yemes vish loima do pshita lay de ma'al besore yoser agecheles mi al big de lay chayish. So Taisa says that is not the din over here. Not the chiddush of Rove was that if he put it al big day, he might come and take it off. We put it, I'm sorry, he won't, they'll zika take it off. And by big day, I have no right to assume that he'll take it off. Takert, that is not the chiddush of Rabbi. That's poshut. By big day, by psoroi, you could assume that he'll take it off. So you're an honors. I assume they'll take it off. By big day, you have no right to assume he'll take it off. Why should he take it off? You'll get paid. That's poshut. V'le'itzrich lasuri l'raya elish lo'itayma kivin sheminiach al big day v'ushoyis he came datav v'sheyivto. Ashkenach lo b'metzav l'kroy d'chayim. So Taisu says the din over here, Rabbi's chiddush is an under chiddush. Not Rabbi's chiddush is that the meiniach had no right to assume that he'll take it off. That's poshut. You don't need Rabbi for that. Rabbi came to tell us a different chiddush. But if I'm putting the gecheles on his beged, and he's quiet, so maybe that's a chayis meichel me. That's the shiloh over here. He's not protesting, he's not doing anything, so maybe that's a chayis meichel me. So Rabbi says, there's no such thing. Afilo tell you krak sus, he tells you beferish. It doesn't mean that he's moichel you. Afilo tells you. So if he doesn't do anything with you, it's zicha no rai that he's moichel you. That is pshat in Taishvus. Hotran aloch keitzed regel. Let us start perik haminir. Haminir hasakad bershus harabim, ubo acher v'niskal bo v'shibro. But someone left a card in the Rishus Aram. Someone, that's Reuven, left a card in the Rishus Aram. And Shimon comes, and his kalbo, and he trips over the card. Vishibra potter. He broke it, he's potter. Vim huzakbo, what is, because of this card that he tripped over, he was genizigt, is balachovis chayu beniskoi. So the one who put down the chovis is chayu beniskoi. Zot Rashi, Meniach Hasakad, Vishibra Potter, Bigmor Meforish Taima, why is he Potter? Vim Huzak Bo Haniskal, is Balachovis, Chayev Beniskay. Zot the Gemore, Posach Bekad, Vesayim Bechovis. He says, the Mishnah is very unclear. It said he put on a kad b'rshus harabim. Then it says if he was huzik, so the balachovis is chayev beniskoy. So we don't have a balachovis, we had a balakad. How all of a sudden did we get a hold of a balachovis? Posach b'kad v'sayim b'chovis. It's not nami. Zebo b'chavisoy, v'zebo b'kairosoy. Two people were walking the rshus harabim. And there was a crash. Nishbara kadei shel zeh b'kairosei shel zeh potter. So the bala kaira is potter for the crash that occurred. So Rashi says, shalishneim rishus lahalech. So it seems that we cannot put the blame on the Baal HaKoyre. He had Rishus also to go Bishus Haram. So with some of there was the din that Baal HaKoyre should be careful. But again, also we have this phenomenon, Posach b'chavis v'sayim b'kat. Here it's the opposite. Bo b'chavisoy nishbor kadoy. Our Mishnah was posach b'kat v'sayim b'chavis, and that Mishnah is posach b'chavis v'sayim b'kat. Usnanami, we learned another Mishnah. Zebo b'chavisoy shal yayin, zebo b'kadoy shal dvash. And is the chavis shal dvash. The chavis of dvash became nizdak. Again, it's very modern. Before he had a kat shel dvash, and now it says nizdak chavis shel dvash. V'shofach ze yeinoi, and it seems bizman chazal, dvash was more expensive than yayin. So the person who had the chavis shel yayin spilt out his yayin, v'hitzel asa dvash l'soichoi, and he was matzled the dvash. So Memele, and the Baal HaDvash didn't tell him anything. He didn't tell him to spill out your yayin. He did it on his own accord. Ein loy elo schoroi. So he cannot demand from the Baal HaDvash, listen, I spilled out my wine before to be matzel your dvash. Pay me for my wine. The Baal HaDvash can tell you, very nice, shekoyach, it's really highly appreciated, but I didn't tell you to do it, so I'm not going to pay you for it. You did it, yes, shekoyach. So Rashi says, let's see what Rashi says, Poser b'chobis, t'toni zebo b'chabisoi, b'sayim b'katrin, and nishbor akadu yishol zem. That's my koyach. Pitzol z'advash l'soichim, nipnei sh'advash tom of yekorim. Schoroi, kishar poyo, Bein Baal HaDvash Mishalim the Mehayai. He doesn't have to pay. He pays him for the services, but he doesn't pay him for the yai. Posach Bekad, the Kloni Zebo Bekado Yishol Dvash, the Sayim Bechovish, the Kloni Nizdeko Chovish Shol Dvash. So we have here three Mishnayis that the Tanev was Machlev. He started off with one thing and he ended with another thing. Agavur, let us just like to say over the lashon of the Ravid. The Ravid says that akad nachovis tzura achas v'tashmish echod. Akad nachovis have the same tzura. They have the same usage, elo shezeh godol v'zekot. Chavis is larger, but it's not a different keli, it's the same keli in a larger oifen. The same tzure, the same tashmish. Omar Rav Pope. So Rav Pope says we can derive from these mishnayis, Hainu kad, hainu chavis. That it's interchangeable. Akad and achavis are interchangeable. So the Gemara, lemay nafkemino, what's the nafkemino? What do you mean it's interchangeable? Lemay nafkemino, lemeke chamemke. Eichidomi. So the Gemara says, what's the case? Lemeke chamemke. Ilayma ba'asra dekadu lekori chavite, bechavito lekoru kad. If we're speaking about a place that people, they speak the Queen's English when they say kad, kad means a kad. A chavis min a chavis. So memele, so whenever there's an agreement, I want to buy a kad, I want to buy a chavis, so mekiret rocho bitra ktano. So how could you say hainu kad ani chavis? Holy korilo. The people don't call a kad a chavis and don't call a chavis a kad. Leitzricha, so the Gemara says, the chiddush is, in such a case, the rube korilo lekad a kad la chavita chavita. Roy people, the majority of the people, a kad, is called a kat, and a chavis is called a chavis. V'ikenami, but there are some people, tekoru lachavita kada or lakada chavita. There are some people that, by them it's interchangeable. They can call a kat a chavis, they can call a chavis a kat. Mao de taimo zil bosa rube. So if we'll have a shaila in Mekach and Memkach, we'll see close the case as we progress in the sugya. We have a shaila Mekach and Memkach. There was a meduba and a mechiras chavis, and then the moicha comes and says, you know, here's your kat. He said, what do you mean? We spoke about chavis. Zichis, chavis is a kat. By me, chavis is a kat. Mao de teime zil bosa rube. So I would think that roiv would be a factor if there is a sichsuch in what was being sold. Kamash melon, the ein hilchin b'momin acha haroiv. That roiv is not a sufficient birur to be mitzi momin from a muzik. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Lemekach umem. Lemekach umemke, shebiyat ha-moicha, losis lo'eze sheyirtze. The moicha can give him what he wants. Va'afilo hisna imay chavis. Afilo there was an agreement that I'm giving you a chavis. The mashma gedoyla, noisol leikat shi ktana. That means it was a opmach that I'm selling you a chavis, and could end up and say, well, here's your chavis. And he gives him a kat. And what is the chiddush? And the chiddush is ein hilchem b'momin acha arayv. Eicha de mistafke lon milsef. We have a suffix. Kegoin hochel. That means, so the lakeich is timing. I spoke clearly with you. I wanted a chavis. So memele. So arayv people, they say chavis. If you meant a kad, you should have be more explicit. No. I don't have to be. Roiv is not enough of a birur to be mitzi from a mukhs. Kegoin hoche. Kegoin ha-moiche sher lachavere v'nimtza nakhen. Or a second case, and Rashi already here is bringing down a machlikis Rav and Shmuel, which really creates problems because Rashi is saying that, this Gemara is like Shmuel and Hilchem b'momen acharev. But al kaponim, let us see the case that Rashi brings down. Hamoicha shoyer lechaveiro v'nimtza nakhen. The case was as follows. The Gemara says further daf memvov amadal. There was such a case. There was a moicha and a lekeach. Lekeach comes over to the moicha, wanna buy a shoyer. No problem. He gives him the price of the shoyer. Lekeach gives him the money, he gives him the shoyer. Baruch Hashem. The next day, the Lekeach is banging on the door of the Moicha. You cheated me. What's wrong? This shoyer is a nakhem. I need a shoyer to be chayrish by me. And I'm busy every second watching him. He shouldn't be negech another shayr. It's a mekach toys. He didn't tell me he's an akren. I needed a shayr for charisha. He's not suitable for charisha. Give me back my money. That's what the keach tainis. Zok the moicher. You didn't tell me you wanted it for charisha. Yes, for sure. I thought you wanted to shecht it and to have steaks out of it. For steaks, a nakhon is also very good. So I gave you a nakhon. You didn't tell me you want for charish. Zok the Gemara, the story is as follows. We're talking about a person who sometimes he buys a share for steaks. But most people, they buy shvarim, you don't indulge and buy a share for a steak. Most people, when they buy shvarim, they buy it for charisha. So, roiv loikrim, when they purchase a share, they're buying it for charisha. So, memele, Rav is telling me that, listen, if I tell you I want a shoyer, and Rav people buy a shoyer for Harishah, so you shouldn't have given me an akron. So it's a mekach toys. I didn't say, but I didn't speak out. Rav people buy by shvorim for Harishah. The Lekeach, that's what the Moichas, that's what the Lekeach says. The Moichas says, you didn't tell me. So Memele, I thought you wanted it for Boso, for Shchite. So now, you didn't tell me. I'm a Muzik in the money now. So, you want to be Moitzi the moment from me because of Roiv. Since you didn't tell me, so Memela, I wasn't mechuyev to assume that you want it for Harisha, so I can give you, an akhren. That's Sfora Shmuel. So Rashi says, that's this Yesod. That means we can't be moitzi momen from the meicher. Because the Moicha can tine. Listen, if you wanted the Fakhirish, you should have told me. Right people buy Fakhirish. That is not enough of a biro to be Moitzi to prove that it's a Mekach toys and you bought it for Fakhirish. He said, is that Pesandish? Who says you bought it for Fakhirish? Now you're tining that. Who says? Amoicha shel lechaver nitzchem nakhen lemrine bosa rubezil ulacharisha konei vavetois. Alamina amoitz mechaveri olavarai. You said you bought a farisha, prove it. You didn't tell me you bought a farisha. Viyoich aloimele leshchita machartiv loch. I sold it for shchita. And since you didn't tell me fakert, so it's not a mekach tois. So memele. So I'm a muzik in the money, I keep the money. Now, before we see Taisvis, I would like to learn Agos Oshri, and then we'll appreciate Taisvis. Agos Oshri is the first Agos Oshri in Perek Shlishi. Shtet Agos Oshri Azai. Ika de Korul Achavita Kadem. There's some people that call a chovis a kad. Zokta razoi. Im hisna losais loikad. There was a opmach, a lekech comes to the moicha, and he says, sell me a kad, vehikna loi bekinyin suda. Made a kinyin suda. That means let's elaborate the scenario. There's a moichel that has one kad and one chavis. That's what's left for sale. So he says, sell me your kad. No problem. So they make, but now he's not in his store. He wants to make sure that the deal will go through. So they make a kinyan chalipin. So sell me your kad for $5. Upgemacht, and they make a kinyan chalipin. Sold. The deal is finished. So he was koina a kat. The lekech was koina the kat. And he owes him $5. Yeah. Nischayev a lekech loses leidomim. Fine. The moicher tells the lekech, I'll deliver to you tomorrow the kat, and you'll have the money ready. No problem. Yeah, sure. I owe you $5. Next day, the Moicha brings the kat, zuk to lekech, what? I wanted a chavis. I'm not giving $5 for a kat, I wanted a chavis. Zuk the Moicha, what, but a keret kat, what are you talking about, wanted a chavis? Well sure, I call a chavis a kat. I call a chavis a kat. Now, if it would be hulchin b'momein acha horoiv, so then we tell him, what do you tell? You call, listen, you, the normal people call a kad. There was, you made a maise kinyan, you made a maise kinyan on a kad, you owe a kad, so you purchased a kad, now you have to pay $5 for a kad. What are you telling me? You call a kad a chavis. You call a chavis a kad. I'm sorry. But since ein heulchen b'momin acha haroi, so then you can tine, listen, I'm from the, I don't know you. I don't know you anything. I see there was a misunderstanding. There was a lack of communication. But even though the way the transaction was done, there was a kinyan chalipin on the card, and halachically, the lekeach owes $5 for the card, the lekeach can tine, I call a chavis a card. So memela, I'm not obligated to pay you anything. But the whole thing is a mekach tois. There's a lack of communication over here. You said card. I meant chavis, so memela. Im leisitein li chavite, de karina la chavite kade. Hoyel vuhu murzik. The while I'm holding my $5, so memela, the lekech is a muzik. You cannot force me to pay $5. I'm tining, it's a mekach toys. I wanted to buy something else. I wanted to buy a chovis, and I'm from the miyat, and I know him b'momen acharoi. Now that's a case. Ike dekoru lechavito kado. That's the case. He calls the lekeh calls a chavis a kado. V'imhisne. Now let's talk another case. V'imhisne losis lechavis. Yochel amoicha loymel. Now let's go the other way around. The moicha told the lekeh, I'm selling you a chavis. I'm selling you a chavis. Fine. Again, the moicha had a chavis and a kad in his store. And they made a kinyan chalipin. So I'm selling you, the chavis is yours. So memela, now the lekeach comes to the moicha. No, give me the chavis. I was kind already. He says, he gives him the kad. He says, what are you talking about? We spoke, and you're selling you the chavis. You will, I call a kad a chavis. Yochel amoicha loyma le'etin lochel lekade. De karina lekade chavite. Bleizlin and bosalube. So the moicha can taine, I'm sorry, I called a kada chavis, so I'm not machuiv to give you my chavis. Miu, zokte agos oshi, gamma lekech yochel loyma. Fine, I hear what you're saying. But Yochaloima loikanisia lechovis letin lochmoisa shetitin lechovis. But the lekeich is also not mechuyev mitzetansen with the moicha. The lekeich is muzik in his money. The lekeich is a roiv with him. So lekeich can say, you can't come to a tain with me. Well, there's an upmach that you're going to pay me $5. There's an upmach and a chavis. You tell me that when you said chavis, you meant kat. That's what you meant. But when I said chavis, I meant chavis. So my agreement to pay you $5 for a chavis, if you give me a chavis, you're not giving me a chavis, I can't force you to give me a chavis. You can't force me to pay you for a kat. I didn't buy a kat. Fine. So now the Agos Oshri told us two cases. One case where a person calls a chavis akad. When he calls a chavis akad. And that was the first case. That the lekeach tainid. I'm not giving you $5. I wanted a chavis. We said kad. I call a chavis a kad. The second case is that the moicha said, I called a kad a chavis. I told you I'm selling you a chavis, but I really meant to sell. I call a kad a chavis. I'm selling you a chavis. So in the second case, the moicha is not, since the moicha is murzik in the chavis, so you can say, I'm not giving you the chavis. I meant to sell you the kat. I said what to say, a chavis. I call a kad a chavis. But in the same way, the lekeach doesn't have to pay for it. Because he said that there was an up mahabeng of $5 for a chavis. Memele, you're not giving me a chavis. When I said chavis, I meant a chavis, and Reiv is like me, and I'm muzik in my money. So may I don't have to give you a chavis. Then he says further, v'lei etein l'cha mois at shetitin l'chavis. So the Reiv will help the lekeach, but the miyat will help the meicher. Avo, zot agos oshri, im kvar nosan mois. But what if the scenario was different? He gave him, there was an upmach, I'm giving you $5 for a chavis, and he gave him the money. Now the meicher has the money, he gives him already the money, lekeach is an ontler, gave the money already, he comes to the store to pick up the chavis, the meicher gives him a cut. So he says, listen, there was a nutmach for a chavis, give me a cut. Oh, when I say chavis, I meant cut. So give me back my money. I'm a muzik in the money. I sold you a cut, that's what you meant a chavis, so. Okay, that's, I'm a muzik now in the money. I meant to sell you a cat, and the mele, and now I have the money for the cat. So in the second case, we got the money, zukta gos oshri, since ein hulchen b'mom enacha aloiv, yachalayma, yeah, avalim kvar nosan, Mois, lo yuchalayma kain, then he can't say that what, that I won't, to give me back the money. The meicha is a muzik in the money, so the meicha can hold the money, and the lekeach has to accept a cut. That is, we have here three cases. Now, let us see Taisvis. Hameniach, Vike nami dekoru lechavita kado o lekado chavita. So Taisvis tavayu tzrichi. Taisvis says tavayu tzrichi. Shim hisne losses loy kat. There was an opmach to give a kat. Vikna loy besuda. Nischaiva lekech losses domi. Yochakech loyma leyetelach domim im leititin lechavis. The kori ley lechavit akad. He calls a chavis akad. Lefi shehu murzik. Because he's a murzik in his money. Leizlinem bosarube. Vim hisne losis leichavis. If there was a condition, losses loichobis. V'nosna lekech domim. So here, Taisvah says, like the third case in Dagos Ashri. V'misna losses loichobis. V'nosna lekech domim. Yochal loima loihamoicho leetein loch elokad. I'm going to give you a kad. I'm keeping the money. I'm giving you a kad. Dekoy lekad chavite. Leizlinem bosarube. So Taisvis wanted to say the third case of the Gos Oshri, because that means Eilchem b'momenacha ein Eilchem b'momenacha roiv in legamri. That means that the muzik wins everything. In the second case, the lekeach can tie them from the roiv, and he doesn't have to give the money. That's why Taisvis said the third case. That ein hochem b'momenacha haroiv, and if the moicher is a murzik in the chavis and in the money, he can give him a kad and a guten tag, even though we spoke out chavis. V'aymer Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam wants to say something, which is very yisaidistic. That means like this. We have here a sugi in the Gemara that we have a Mishnah. Is a problem that Rabbeinu Tam wanted to solve. We have here Mishnayis, which seemingly are coming to tell us, in Hilchem B'Momen Achar Reiv. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though Reiv people are Medayik B'Roshoinam, and Akad means Akad, and Achavis means Achavis, but there is a miyut of people that by them Akad and Achavis are interchangeable. And it is coming to tell us that in Hilchem B'Momen Achar Reiv, and we mentioned before Bemis, and this is a machlokes further between Rav and Shmu. So what did Rav do with all these Mishnayos? Rav holds Hilchem B'Momen Achar Reiv. Vayomer Rabbeinu Tam, the Afilu Rav. Oma beperik ha-moiche peres, olakamon ba-pora hulchein be-momen acha-haloit, ul-rav da-tzolz hulchein be-momen acha-haloit, gabi ha-moiche sholach ha-veroi, ve-nimtso nakhon, hoch ha-moide, shi-yochol ha-murzik loima, le-moitzi, af-al-pi, she-haroiv, mis-ha-yecho, lo-isoitzi, mi-meni, momen, the Kimli bin Avshoi Shani min Amiyot. Avo benim tzonakhen leimotzi oma moicha Kimli bin Avshecha Sha'ata min Amiyot Zovni lenichsiso da adarabe yemer lekeich lemoicha ati tesani the Kimli bin Avshoi Shani min Aroiv de Zovni leradio. Now let us explain when the time is saying Amoicha de Kazach. And let us talk about the first case of Taisvus. Taisvus, the Rebbeinu Tam is saying, our sugya is going to fill according to Rav. Rav said, Davka amoicha sholach haveroi, v'nim tzonakhen, there we hold, hilchem b'mom minacha haroiv, but in our case, a fellow Rav will also be moited. Now, so the Rebbeinu Tam explains as follows. In the case, let's say the first case, which we mentioned, that a person was kine akad, and he owes $5, he made a kinyan sudar an akad. When it comes to pay up to $5, he says, I was only machayiv myself $5 for a chavis. I said kad, I call a chavis akad. So if we would hold Hilchem B'Momen Achar Reiv, so we'll tell him, what do you mean? You call a chavis a kad, and that's why you won't give the money till you get a chavis. But Reiv people, when they say kad, they mean a kad. So there's a din. Rav says, Hilchem B'Momen Achar Reiv. So the Rabbeinu Tam, this whole concept of Hilchem B'Momen Achar Reiv is only applicable if there's a suffix. That means like this. Let's say the case of Amoicha L'Chaveiro Yishoir. A Lekeach comes to Amoicha, he wants to buy a Yishoir. Now, before this transaction occurs, let us approach the Moicha. Now let us think, why does this Lekeach want, for what purpose does he want the Shur? So, right people purchase Shvorim for Charisha. Right people purchase Shvorim for Charisha. Mistami is buying it for Charisha. Reiv is a biru. Why are you giving him a nakhe? Why are you giving him a nakhe? So Mela, you should have realized that he's purchasing a shoyer for Charisha, because Reiv is Mevara, because Reiv people buy for Charisha, so he had no right to give him a nakhim. If you gave him a nakhim, so it's a mekach tois, give him back the money. So Rav holds, Reiv is enough of a biro to force the moicha to give back the money he received, because you should have realized that he's purchasing it for Charisha. In the case, the first case of Artaisvis, the Lekeach spoke to the Moicher and he said, sell me a cat for $5. They made a Maisekin and he owes $5. So now the Lekeach is tining, I'm in Tachovis. So the Lekeach can tine, you'll tell me, Roiv people, they speak the Queen's English. Fine. I don't speak the Queen's English. I never spoke the Queen's English. When I say, I call a Chovis a cat. So you're telling me that I'm obligated to give the money because I agreed to give $5 for a cat? I know what I agreed to. You can't be mighty mumming for me. You're telling me Roiv. Roy people speak the Queen's English, so that means that I meant to obligate myself to give $5 for a cat, because I said the word cat. I don't speak the Queen's English. I meant for a chavis. So the Roy can't be mevara against me if I know myself what I meant. I was the one that obligated myself. Then I know I've obligated myself for a chavis. That's how I took. You can't use roiv when roiv can only be mevaras fakis. I know what I meant. And I know what I obligate. The holy chavis is from my obligation. So you have to know what I obligated myself to give $5 for a chavis. I said the word God, that's how I took. So you tell me other right people speak different. So what does it have to me? The whole chiv is because my obligation in Kimli ben Avshay, that's how I talk. There never was an obligation. In such a case, I feel like Rav is also Maidein Herchem B'Momenach HaHorayv. Rav is only saying Vakert when the Lekeich approached the Moicher for a Shoyer. So here, the Moicher can't say, well, I'm sorry, you have to know, he's buying it from you. What does he need it for? Roiv says he needs it for Charisha. So why are you giving him an Akhen? You can't say, I know you needed it for meat. How do you know? You don't know anything. And Roiv people buy for Charisha. So you're not right to give him an Akhen. There Rav holds, Erchem B'mom in Acha Roiv. The Rav holds Eichem B'mom in Acha Roiv. You mechuyev to give back the money. You should have realized he wants it for Charisha. You have no right to give him a nakhin. So he'll give him back the money. You can't say, Kimli b'nav shecho, I know you wanted it for... How do you know? Since when do you know? Baal Ruch HaKadosh. I wanted it for Charisha. So the Rabbein Tam did a gewaldik hezach. Rabbi Netam said that David Agamora says Ein Hilchem B'mom in Acha HaRoiv has nothing to do with the sugya further than the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The way Rashi put it, Rashi says, yeah, well, Shmuel says Ein Hilchem B'mom in Rashi learns a sugya goes according to Shmuel. We have to know what the Rav do with these Mishnayis. Tosfos says our sugya has nothing to do with that machloikis. Our sugya is telling us when the murzik can come with a taina of kimli benavshoi, when the murzik can come with a taina kimli benavshoi, so memele, so then and hechem b'mom and acharev, you can't tell me what roiv is. I know I obligated myself. I obligated myself. To give $5 for a chavis, I said cat, that's how I talk. So Mamela, you can't press me and force me to pay for my obligation. I know what I obligated myself. Kimli benav shoy. Zot the Rishash. So there's a miradiki Rishash over here. But let's go to the second case of Tosfos. The second case of Tosfos was, Tosfos is speaking about, now let's refresh our memories, we had Aragos, Oshri, and Tosfos. The second case of Tosfos was as follows, that a person made a kinyan for a chavis, And he gave money for the chavis. And Tosfos said, in such a case, now the moicher, he's a muzik in the chavis, he's the muzik in the money, and the moicher comes now and says, I'm giving you a cut. I'm giving you a cut? And the lekeich says, why, I told you I want a chavis. No, in heuchen b'momen acharev. Zot rishash, now over here, it's not poshet. If we're saying that our Mishnah is going afilo according to Rav, this loves going afilo according to Rav, so bishloime if we clear a shayla, does the moicha have to give the chavis? That means, the moicha, there was an upmach, I'm selling you a chavis for $5, and he gave him the $5. Now he comes, give me the chavis. So the moicha says, I'm giving you I meant to sell you a cat. Kimli ben Avshoy. I said chavis, I meant a cat. So for Klara Shaila, is the Moichem Machuyev to give him a chavis? Then it's very good that Kimli ben Avshoy, I can say, listen, I said I'm selling you a chavis, I meant a cat. So Mila, so Roiv cannot change what I know what I meant. I know I wanted to sell you a cat. I said chavis, that's how I talk. But the second half, if he has the money, can force him to accept a cut, and that's what the Gos Oshri says, if he gave the money, so in Hechem, this already is, how can you keep my money? Well now, I said Chavis, I meant Chavis, how can you keep my money? So the Rishash says, Sal Kochoch, the Rabbeinu Tam did not learn the way Tosfos said the Yakim that he gave him money. Because in the case of he gave him money, Yizichi cannot keep the money, according to Rav, because I can't say, Kimli b'napshecho, you meant a cat. Right, people, when they say chavis, they mean a chavis. I can't say, Kimli b'napshecho, you meant a cat. So a kochach, the Rabbeinu Tam learned, according to the first Malach in the Gos Oshri, that it's speaking about, he made a kinyan on a chavis, and now he didn't pay him yet. And now he's coming to the moicha, give me the chavis. And he says, I'm sorry, I want to sell you a cat. So since he's muzik in the chavis, he can say, kimli benafshoi, that even though I said chavis, I mean cat. That's what the Rishash says. Vim taima. Tosfos, v'nechzi, idemei kada, idemei chavite. Let us see, we're talking about, there's no communication here. He said, I meant this, he said, I meant this. Let's see how much money he gave. And from the money, we'll be able to figure out what the transaction was all about. Kidaporech lekamon, bereisha pore, ubamoiche peres. The next is the meridia, l'ridia, period. So Tosfos says, the Gemara later, when the Gemara there's a machlokes, Rav and Shmuel, he sold the masher, nimtza nakhin, so Rav says, it's a mekach tois, let us say, that Rav says, it's a mekach tois, you have to give back the money, right, people buy l'ridia, Shmuel says, in hechem b'momen acharoiv, that's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. So the Gemara asks over there. I don't understand. Let's see how much money was given. When you buy a sher l'ridye, it's much more money than we buy a sher for shchita. So, like the Gemara, let us see what's the machlokes. The money was, let's say, domim meidim. That's the Gemara's kasha. And the Gemara over there says a teretz. The Gemara says a teretz. That it's speaking about a freak case that all of a sudden the price of meat jumped up, and the price of meat is equivalent to the meaning of you selling a shoyel l'shchita. It's the same price like a shoyel l'charish. Good. The Gemara addressed the problem. The Gemara makes an akimta. Fine. Here our Gemara It just tells us, well, this roiv that call kat kat chobis chobis, mir tazay, and hochem b'mom en acha roiv, and the Gemara does not address this problem. We could be mevarek lo what happened over here from the amount of name of domi meidim. The chobis is big, a kat is small, so from the money we can see what was sold. Why does our Gemara address the problem? Visham eforesh bezras Hashem, bafilo rabon on the pligi rab Yehuda ba moicha sasfine, gabi mocha atzemed le mocha raboka deleslu adomim meidim, porich. Now, let us just understand what Tosfos is saying till now. Tosfos further, and daf mem vov, brings down a gemara na moicha sasfine. There's a machloikis, Mochar as a tzemed, mochar as a boko, yes or no. That means the case was as follows. Tzemed means a yoke. Now, the shaila was, there was a sichsuch between the lekeach and the moicha. The lekeach, that means if you sell a yoke alone, that has, it's worth $50. You sell a yoke, tzemed is a tzemed with the buckle, it's $500. And there was such a story. There was the moicha and the lekeach had a communication barrier, it seems. They're making up that he's selling him a tzemed, and later he goes and he gives him the money, and then he goes and comes with a yoke, and the lekeach says, where's the behemoth? I mean, tzemed. So there's a machlokes. So let's look at the money. He gave him $500. Let's look at the money. So the chachamim say, you don't say adomim medim. Don't say adomim medim. It's really very modest to give $500 for a yoke. You don't say adomim medim. As they stay told. In here, the Gemara by Amoiches Hashem v'nimtza nakhon, the Gemara is name Adomim Medim. So the kasha is, the Chomim don't hold Adomim Medim. So Tosfos later daf Memvov gives us guidelines. Tosfos says the case of Tzemed is speaking about as follows. He gave him the $500. The Moicha is the $500. Now, the lekech is coming, give me what I purchased, and gives him a tzemet. So he says, I gave you $500. So, we have over here, domim, $500 seems he bought boka also, but I'm a muzik in the money. Domim moidim keneged a muzik does not help. Chachamim old, good. It's a good cash why he gave $500. Mr. Tommy is a Talmud Chochim. He wanted to be Mahanim. He wanted to give him out this. A cash of a mice. I don't know the terutzim. But he's a muzik and the money. So we don't say Domim Medim. But Domim Medim is not enough of a biru to be mighty from a muzik. But the Gemara in Hamoyche Shoylach Haveire V'nimtza Nakram, over there, we have like this. We have a roiv that's Messiah the Lekeach. Lekeach says, I bought it for Charisha. They have is a Murzik that's Messiah the Moicha. So we have already a tzad like this and a tzad like this. So if we have Domim Maidim, to whichever way it'll be Maidia, that'll be Machia that side will win. That means if you have a roiv on one side and a chazak on the other side, and you'll have domim medim to one of the two ways, then we say domim medim according to everyone. So memele, that's why the Gemara, when the Gemara brought down the machlokes, the Gemara asked name of domim medim, the Gemara did not get involved, the Chachamim by Tzemet don't know domim medim, because there it's domim medim keneged a chazaka. But here we have, one is a chazaka, one is a roi, so memele, domim medim can be machia. Fine. So we have enough in the Gemara when you have a roiv and a chazake, Then we say Dami Medim. So why didn't our Gemara address the problem over here? We have here, one is a Muzik, one is has a Roiv. So let's say Dami Medim. That's Taisvitz Kash. So on this kasha, Taisvi says two terutzim davar. V'yesh loimed l'shaych ochei dois domim, t'kroivim d'mei akad l'd'mei achobis. So Taisvi is saying in Akimta, he says, nah, I just want to say that the reason this Akimta was said is not because Taisvi was aware of the economy bisman chazal. No, Taisvi is saying, if the Gemara doesn't ask the kasha, is eiskishpal, that by a kadon chavis is no domi medim, because the price and value, even though one is bigger than the other, there's not too much of a difference in the domi. Inami, then Taisa says maybe that's not true. Maybe there is a big eichoche from the domi. Shemochel, no, it's speaking about Shemochel oikadim oichavi oishove mosayim zuz. It was a different story. I'm buying $200 worth of kadim. So there you can't say does domim, because the shaila, if it's $200 worth of kadim, that means 10 kadim. If it's $200 worth of chavisim, it means 5 chavisim. So memele, so there's no, there's a bachlal, no echoche of domim medim.